1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time now for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. Interviews with the stars, movie reviews, insight talk, and up-and-coming talent. Everything you want rolled together, no matter where you are, the magazine has arrived. Now, here are your hosts for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, Dave Isaac and Greg Isaac.
Welcome to the magazine every Thursday from 2 to 4. My name is Dave Isaac, the host of the magazine, as well as Breakthrough Thinking and Breakthrough Sports, along with Greg Isaac and Joseph Iardo.
Iardo.
Yeah, you say it differently. Guys, how are you? Did you have a good Thanksgiving? Let's start with Joseph.
I had a great Thanksgiving. I was listening to myself. I don't know how I did that, but I was listening to myself.
Yeah, I thought you were live, actually. You weren't live?
No, I was half alive, I think.
Yeah. Oh, half alive. There's a new show called The Waking Dead or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I think The Walking Dead is what you're thinking
of. Oh, The Walking Dead.
And it's been on a few years.
Oh, The Walking Dead.
It's a new show.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Today it is.
And did Greg have a good Thanksgiving? Yeah, I actually saw
good.
You.
I saw you.
How was it?
Unfortunately.
Oh, he said unfortunately. What do you think, Joseph? Next year, you're invited. He's out.
Oh, okay. That sounds
good.
Yeah,
see?
Well, wait, what kind of food?
It was turkey.
Just so long as it's not tofurkey.
No, okay. It was real turkey. And what else? Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole. What else? Gravy, rolls, you name it. No
everything
pizza.
Everything you can think of. But, actually, there was no ham. That kind of disappointed me.
Yeah, there was no ham. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Why?
I broke into tears, but it was okay. I got
But you had
it.
Some ham burger yesterday at Five Guys.
Yeah.
See?
I did.
He liked it. Uh-huh. He doesn't want me to mention it. I always say In-N-Out or Five Guys. Which one do you like?
Five Guys. Why are we always going to burgers on this show?
I don't know. Dave's the guy that likes his food, of course.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Exactly.
But
and
you
look,
know, yeah?
What's that?
Donnie and Marie.
Yeah, from, we got a great show, and I'm going to mention, we'll do a review of the Donnie and Marie Christmas in Arizona. I was there at the Gamage Theater last 2 days ago, Tuesday, actually. And it was really good, but we'll review that. Mm-hmm. But 3 o'clock, who do we have? Joseph.
3 o'clock. Now, drum roll, please. Someone? No? All right.
Someone?
Tom's going for it.
Tommy's getting stressed. He's
drum roll.
Drum roll, or else I'll go back there and use someone's parts of their body as a drum roll. No, he's still finding it. Okay, we should.
We'll just go ahead and share it. Big news, Kevin Smith will be joining us.
And describe who Kevin Smith is.
A.K.A. Silent Bob.
Yeah.
And Jay and Silent Bob's Clerks. He directed Clerks.
Chasing Amy.
Chasing Amy, Mallrats, Clerks 2, one of my favorites. Red State. He's got a lot of great films. And he's got this new special coming on Epics tomorrow night. It's called Jay and Silent... Wow. Yeah. Yay.
That's entertainment for you. And guess what? Tommy is actually a drummer in a real band.
Well, then why didn't he just do that?
I'm not sure. It's oh, there.
That's it.
Okay, enough of that. That's way too long.
Jay and Silent Bob Go Down Under.
Oh, really? What is that?
That's their special. That we also have a pre-recorded interview during this hour with Jason Mewes. He is also known as Jay from Jay and Silent Bob.
And the Clerks.
And Clerks. He's the other half of Kevin Smith. And this is a new special. They went over to Australia to meet with some fans and talk about their experience, talk about Australia. And so that'll be on Epics. But we have both of them here today.
This is going to be exciting, an exciting show.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I love this stuff. And are we going to review some movies too?
Yeah, we've got some great movies to review. We've got Silent Night, which is coming out, the remake of Silent Night, Deadly Night. We've got a review of that. We've also got a review of Anna Karenina, and we've got a review of Rise of the Guardians, as well as Starlet. And we...
Yeah. Rise of the Guardians. Oh,
Rise of the Guardians.
Yeah, you could keep going. I'm pointing to Greg. Just a little bit of the camera. Okay.
I'll do that later.
We're doing direction in live studio. If Tommy can do it, we can do it.
But we've also got exclusive pre-recorded interviews with Here, The Collection, the director and the writer of The Collection, horror movie that comes out tomorrow, as well as the director of Silent Night. We have a pre-recorded interview with him. So this is a packed show, and we have tickets to The Hobbit to give away.
No way.
Yes.
You're making that a Hobbit every week.
And we're gonna,
Craig, did you like it?
Hobbit. Yeah, there you go.
Making a good Hobbit of
Dave's
giving
getting
tickets.
Somewhat funny. A 2 out of 10 now. Not
a little bit,
10.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And I know that you're, you know, as excited you are as you are about Donnie Marie, I know that you love Star Trek.
I love the old-time Star Trek.
Okay, Star Trek The Next Generation. Do you like that?
Well, I like that, but I like the old Star Trek. But I do like The Next Generation.
Well, The Next Generation, I have some cool news for you that you might want to hear about.
Oh, was that with Chris Pine?
No. The Next Generation, so the one with...
the other guys.
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart.
Right.
Professor X.
Yes, Professor
X.
Yeah,
so you got some good stuff on that,
I've got some good stuff on that I'm sure that you are going to be really excited about.
Oh, I can't wait. This is really good. Greg.
Oh, yes. No, with Kevin Smith. I do want to say this is a bit of sad news, though. I definitely want to bring up Dave and myself bringing longtime L.A. King fans. They did lose a member of the family today. PA announcer David Courtney passed away this morning. David Courtney is one of the best in the business.
Really?
Yeah, Angels, Clippers, PA announcer. Now, you did get to see the Stanley Cup last year, but very sad. Definitely one of the best in the business. And I never met him personally, but from all accounts, an all-around great guy. So thoughts definitely go out to David Courtney's family, friends, and the L.A. Kings family, of course.
Wow. Well, that's too bad because we're big King fans. Yeah. And, what happened to John Ramsey? Remember him?
I'm not sure.
Oh, he was. Yeah. Oh, you weren't born. I forgot.
Probably not.
So sorry.
He sometimes forgets because he brings up Donnie and Marie and stuff. I go, who? I thought they were married up until like a year ago. I'm like
in some states.
Yeah, possibly. And then I found out they're brother and sister, and I still thought it was weird because I still thought they were married. But you know,
no, he's married.
I guess not.
I think he's married to Debbie for 34 years.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't either, but I read it in the pamphlet. Anyway, Joseph, this is great action.
Yeah, this is great action. And, you know, I have something special here for Greg, unless he's leaving. he's just moving all over. He's
dancing.
Too much sugar.
I was going to work on the camera Dave was pointing at because I don't have it up. So, but, yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm going to show you here something really cool. This is a cemetery over in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
That is Al Capone's grave site. That's his tombstone there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I'll show you too, Dave.
Let's see. This is Al Capone? Big tomb site.
Yeah. And
where is it?
It's in Illinois. I forget the name of the cemetery.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I should have wrote that on there. But the big news about that is if you turn it over, Greg, what does it say?
Iardo.
Yeah.
What? You're there.
That's my ancestor's grave. Yeah, it's the same cemetery as Al Capone. My dad's listening, and so he was excited. He gave me these pictures to prove that yes, that is how you say Iardo.
Wow! Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
you're
spelled differently.
Are you in the same cemetery?
I'm not.
No, the Waking Dead. I mean, the Walking Dead. But
yeah, that's the same. That's the same cemetery.
You're
I don't
famous.
Know how close they are. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Iardo. But don't memorize that because I'm going to give you an email address with my name in it later.
I call
so you can
you
win the tickets.
Iardo. But you call him
Iardo.
Yeah.
So if you know Al Capone or anywhere near his gravesite, does that mean you have free? What do they used to call it? Spirits.
At where?
You know, drinking.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Isn't that what he did from Canada? At least in the movie The Untouchables.
Sure.
I think they did a raid.
I was just...
Prohibition, right?
I was just going to say free spaghetti. I mean, because you're always...
Oh, yeah. I love spaghetti.
Yeah, me too.
But don't sit behind... Don't sit in front of the guy with the baseball bat. What's his name?
It's been so long since I've seen
who played that?
I know Kevin Costner was in that.
Was
it Duvall in that, too, I believe?
No, not Robert Duvall. The guy from Meet the Parents.
Oh, De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
Did you just say the guy from Meet the Parents? You forgot Robert De Niro?
I know. I think he's one of the best.
It was Ben Stiller.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
I know. I remember Ben Stiller.
Well, yeah. But not Robert De Niro.
Great actor.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Don't give him a baseball bat.
But I'm going to tell him that you forgot his name. You were like the guy from Meet the Parents.
Ooh, we're
going to
get him next time. Okay. Yeah. So what do you want to you got a couple of reviews, or what do you got, you some know, other news?
First of all, we'll mention this a couple times today, and then we'll mention it a couple times next week as well. The Hobbit is coming out, of course, right? Mm-hmm. One of the bigger movies of the, you know, I'm not a huge Lord of the Rings fan, but some people are, and those people would probably tell you that this is the biggest movie of the year.
Oh.
And box office receipts might very well be that. So it's called The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. It opens on December 14th.
Ooh.
But listeners have a chance to see the movie a few days ahead of time. It's on December 11th. There is an advanced screening, and I'm going to let you let listeners have a chance to win a pass for them and a guest.
Nice.
Now, this is an Examiner.com contest, but I want to get Breakthrough Thinking's, the magazine's listeners in on this. So it's pretty easy, possibly. We had some people who came up with some really awesome limericks for the Twilight Saga, right?
Oh, I like that. That was
good. Yeah, that was a lot
of
fun. So this one we're going to do riddles, because if you don't know, in The Hobbit, Bilbo Baggins, who is The Hobbit, does riddles back and forth with Gollum. And you know who Gollum is, right?
It's after a wine, Gallo wine.
Unfortunately, I do know, yes. From Lord
of
the
Rings.
Hobbit? No, of course not. But Lord of the Rings, I did have to sit through Two Towers, I believe it was called, the second one.
The first tower was better than the second.
Very good. It's like, a three-hour movie, and
yeah.
I remember I fell asleep for about 2.5 minutes, so it made the movie feel like it was 8 hours or something.
Yeah,
this
one's – I just got the runtime for this. I forget what that is, but I think it's like 3 hours or three
really?
And a half
the
hours
Hobbit
or something.
Is three. Well, you think they'll have an intermission?
Probably not. No.
Man, how do you get the second
it's pretty
popcorn?
Typical. Yeah.
Well, you have to. They get you. They want you to go out and miss a piece, so that way you go get the popcorn, and then you come back. You're like, oh, I missed something, and then you have to go watch it again.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I think that this piece to me miss is the Hobbit love scene, right, Craig? The Hobbit love scene.
The Hobbit love scene. There you go.
Do they have one?
I don't know. I
don't know
it
if
yet.
The Hobbits go at it or not.
I don't know if that's something that you want to see. That might be.
Yeah. No, I don't want to see that. That's why I'm going for the popcorn at that time.
All right. Well, so anyway, it's called The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. Martin Freeman plays a hobbit named Bilbo Baggins, who is swept into an epic quest to reclaim the lost dwarf kingdom of Erebor, which was long ago conquered by the dragon Smaug. So it's one of those fantasy movies. If you saw Lord of the Rings, I'm sure that you want to see this. And so you're gonna wanna see this ahead of time. So the screening is 7 p.m. December 11th at Harkins Scottsdale 101.
Ooh, nice, that's a good one.
Yeah, might be in
one?
The Santa Capri. It might.
Oh,
I don't know that for sure. But the contest here is I want listeners to email me. I'm gonna give you my email address. So if you're driving, pull over safely. Get out a pen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you're gonna want to do this. You're gonna want to see the movie. It's joseph.airdo. A-I-R-D as in dog, O. So joseph.airdo@gmail.com. So write down that email address, and then you're going to send me a riddle that you can, a creative riddle. Now, you can find a lot of them online, but the most creative riddles here are going to be the ones that win. So if it's just some copied and pasted one from online, you could take your chances. But maybe you want to come up with, use your noggin a little bit and come up with something creative, and you might win these tickets. So, and if you don't know what a riddle is, I have a couple here to test them out here. Let's see if you guys can get these.
You'll just have to sit through Batman Forever to watch the Riddler and
the
see
riddle.
What he does.
Oh,
yeah, that's true. That's a good idea.
My apologies in advance, though, for having to sit through Batman Forever. But
the other one was better, right?
Well, all the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
Well, except for Batman and Robin. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, these are actually from The Hobbit,
book.
This thing all things devours. Birds, beasts, trees, flowers. Gnaws iron, bites steel, grinds hard stones to meal, slays king, ruins town, and beats high mountains down.
Wow, a dragon.
What do you think?
Wait, say it again.
Do it one more time, but I think the dragon is what I was thinking of.
This thing all things devours. Birds, beasts, trees, flowers. Gnaws iron, bites steels. Grinds hard stones to meal, slays king, ruins town, and beats high mountain down.
Earthquake.
You're closer.
Wow, volcano.
A tsunami.
It is a tree.
A tree?
Yeah, everything eats trees, right?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. These are from The Hobbit.
Wow. Don't make that a bad hobbit.
I didn't come up with these.
Are there bad hobbits in the world?
I think that one might have been one. No, this one's easier. Here. 30 white horses on a red hill. First they champ, then they stamp, then they stand still.
Huh.
Any idea?
Dave, go ahead. Oh, cheerleaders.
No. that was just like, that's where his head has been for the last hour.
I wanted to just say a tree again. I was shocked that the first one was.
This one, teeth.
Teeth.
30 white horses, 30 teeth on a red hill, your gums. First they champ, then they stamp,
that's
then they
good.
Stand still.
No, okay.
Oh, do another one.
I
like got to
check my IQ.
Do one
right?
more, then we'll okay. take a break right after this one. All right. I like this.
Voiceless, it cries. Wingless, flutters. Toothless bites, mountainless or mouthless mutters.
My ex. Oh, I don't know.
It's wind.
I was going to say that, and you were going to say that. Right?
I was. No,
oh, then we got to do one more. Then
all right, one more. Here,
we'll took it from me.
Okay, this one's. Let me pick a better one here.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah, that one was good. Okay, alive without breath, as cold as death, never thirsty, ever drinking, all in mail, never clinking.
Oh, man. All
think
mail,
about it. It's alive without breath, something that's alive, but it doesn't breathe, technically, as cold as death. It's cold as...
death.
Yeah. Never thirsty, ever drinking. It's always drinking.
A vampire.
No.
Well, why would it
no,
be
there's
about
some more,
the
Hobbit?
I'm thinking about Twilight.
No, you still got more, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is actually fish.
Fish?
Yeah. It's always drinking, doesn't breathe.
Oh, they don't breathe?
No, not technically, you know. It's, here, we'll do one more here.
Yeah, one more. These are hard.
Yes. Okay. It cannot be seen, cannot be felt, cannot be heard, cannot be smelt. It lies behind stars and under hills, and empty holes it fills. It comes first and follows after, ends life, kills laughter.
Gas. Laughing gas.
You're close.
Oh, I'm good at this, huh, Tommy?
That's actually pretty
He's
good.
He's not saying anything.
That's
All right.
Because he knows
the haircut.
Laughing
it's,
gas? No.
It's dark.
Who?
Dark.
Did you know
darkness.
That, Tom? Tom knew it.
So, again, these, I want you to come up with your own or find, you know, come up with something creative. Come up with a riddle and send it to me, joseph.airdo@gmail.com. Again, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, dot Airdo, A-I-R, D as in dog, O, at gmail.com, and I will pick a few people to win. We'll do this. We'll do the contest again next week, so, you know, just keep the emails coming in. If you can't think about it today, there's, you know, the deadline's, you know, a week and a half away, so
good.
Come up with something interesting, but you're going to want to see this movie.
I got one, Greg.
You do?
Ooh.
The best radio magazine show on the air.
I'm not sure.
Joseph?
I am confused. Does Tom know that one?
Tom? Come on, chime in.
Tom says yes.
Go on Mike 4.
Going to
Mike 4.
Here he goes. He's going in. Here he comes.
There.
Oh, which one's this? I don't know if I've heard this show. I will say the 2 to 3 hour of the Breakthrough Thinking magazine is great.
Yeah, it is great.
And today the 3-4 hour will be great as well. You know, with
All
Kevin
right.
Smith.
That is the
Joseph
answer.
Iardo.
Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network.
So it's not tree.
It's not tree, and it's not X. It could be Y, maybe Z. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do some what? Movie reviews?
Movie reviews. We'll do our interview with the Silent Night director.
Oh, yes. Okay. And remember, 3 o'clock, Kevin Smith, director, actor, writer, you name it.
Comedian. I'm excited.
Comic book. He does comic books.
Little and big time hockey fan, too.
And his most famous of all the movies?
I would say
Clerks, and maybe
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yep. Chasing Amy, pretty interesting.
Yeah. And Cop Out.
Really, that one too?
Yeah. Directed it.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, and we'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Dave, this is for you. You said you liked Star Trek.
This is actually Star Wars music, oh. Tommy.
Oh.
But I did like Star Wars, actually. Probably, well, I like Star Trek probably better. Captain Kirk, beam me up. Remember that?
I don't. I've never seen any. Well, I've seen Star Wars, right. But I've never been into the whole Star Wars thing. Or
no,
Star Trek.
That was Star Trek.
Yeah, they're the same.
No,
I'm just
Harrison
kidding.
Ford.
Yeah.
Versus AT-DT.
No,
what's it called?
R2-D2?
That one. So yeah. You did see it. I caught you.
I've seen Star Wars. I wasn't into it. You got me. Yeah. I saw it for Princess Leia.
All right, so we do have a different schedule right now. Instead of 3 o'clock, Kevin Smith, 3:45, am I right?
Yes, and it's not just a publicity stunt to keep everyone listening.
But it's a great idea for next time.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. He's got a lot going on today. So.
But we do have a newsworthy in our newsworthy section at 3 o'clock. See how good we are. We can schedule things in a split second. We have Julie Frisoni calling in, communications director for the city of Glendale, on, of course, the news that happened just a couple days ago. During the Donnie and Marie show, by the way, where the city council voted 4-2 to keep the Coyotes. However, right, Greg? Maybe yes, maybe no. I mean, you never know what legal things will be happening. And the NHL lockout has a big bearing on this as well. Okay.
Well, since we had the intro for Star Wars, a.k.a. Star Trek, people are probably very angry at us right now for confusing those, right?
Yeah, they're probably
Tommy.
Who's this great guy?
You know when your contract ends?
Hardcore
yesterday.
Fans.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, he's embarrassed now.
These people get pretty worked up over their stuff, right? The Trekkies. Trekkers. I don't want to offend
Trekkers.
Anyone.
Trekkers. No, they're called Trekkies.
I think they're called Trekkers now.
Really?
I had a chance to talk to William Shatner last year.
Trekkers?
And I think he told me Trekkers, that's what they prefer.
Wow. Yeah. I never knew that.
So, but
and what's a twi?
Twihard.
Yeah.
Is someone who likes Twilight.
I love that show. I saw it twice already.
Twice. I'm surprised it's only twice.
Yeah, I know.
I'm actually shocked myself. I thought he would have been at 9.
Come on, Greg.
10.
You liked it.
I did. Well, I saw it once. and I did like it. It'll probably be the only time I see it in theaters. So when it comes out on DVD, Blu-ray, whatnot, I'll probably watch it.
And you'll watch it in slow motion.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, because you know...
And rewind.
Wow. Okay. The big news was Black Friday. What were you going to go get at Kmart at 3 a.m.? You were going to get either Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1 or...
I got my autograph because I'm the only one that went to get my autograph.
Oh, man. Okay.
I didn't actually go. I said, nah. Oh. Boy, the lines were messy, I heard. It was just huge.
I went and waited in line at the outlets at Anthem in front of the tallest tree for they had the big exciting gift bag. If you looked in your newspaper, big exciting gift bag giveaway with all sorts of prizes inside.
How was it?
It was a tote bag with a some sort of kitchen scraper inside.
Oh, that's it?
And a coupon for 50 cents off a pretzel.
You got to be kidding! And how many people waited in line for that?
Oh, there was 300 or more.
Wow, and they all had that gift?
They all had that gift, and they all had the same look on their face.
Oh.
And, yeah. But I did go the next morning, and I got my Life of Pi ornament. Remember I told you
about that's right.
Life of Pi, my big five, my five zine
The five
movie.
Zines.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was a little ornament of a tiger, for the tiger from the movie, and they gave them away to the first 100 people in line on Friday at World Market, Cost Plus. I got mine. So
you liked it?
Oh yeah!
So you were active during that weekend.
I was, and I think you're going to be active tonight. Because
tonight,
what are you doing tonight?
Thursday?
Is there
a networking event? Is there a Hobbit love scene?
No, but there is something. Well, you can it is a networking event.
Yeah,
you could go network with your other Trekkers.
Are there a Trekkie thing going on?
There is a Star Trek thing going on tonight. It's Star Trek: The Next Generation. A celebration of season 2.
Wow.
They're going to put two of the episodes from season 2 on the big screen. One of them is called, Q-Who.
Q-Who?
Yeah, Q-Who. I don't know.
Is this a riddle?
No, that's not a riddle. That's the name of the movie.
R-S-T-Q-Who. Oh, knock, knock. Who's there? Q. And then you say?
Q-Who.
Cue it up, Tommy. Oh, Tommy's talking.
Okay.
So...
And also, The Measure of a Man, including 13 minutes of never-before-seen additional content. So 13 minutes of that episode that you've never seen before.
Under Q who?
Under The Measure of a Man episode. They're playing two episodes.
Oh, is this Star Trek still?
Yeah, this is Star Trek. There's two episodes from the second season.
Oh, yeah.
There's also going to have... They're going to have never-before-seen interviews with the original cast members, a behind-the-scenes... look at the artist who created the original special effects elements and photography, and reunion with the original cast members captured in December 2011 as they celebrate 25 years of this unforgettable series.
And where is this?
This is at a few different AMCs around the valley, also Cinemark. Cinemark Mesa.
Oh.
I believe it's over at Desert Ridge, over at Arrowhead.
Oh, what time?
Westgate, 7 o'clock tonight.
I have to go back to Desert Ridge tonight.
Well, you can make it. 7
Measure
o'clock tonight.
Measure of Man. Look at this. Shania Twain. I think she sang that song, Measure of Man.
I think she did.
Is she going to be at Desert Ridge tonight?
I don't know, but look. She looks
big
she
measurements.
Looks pretty good at 47,
hey?
Right?
Absolutely.
I'm looking at U.S. Today Life, and she's going to play in the Coliseum, Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas. Shania Twain. I'm going to get her on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she a little bit country or a little bit rock and roll? I got the wrong people.
I don't really listen to the music.
So was that the surprise on the Star Trek?
That was the surprise. Yeah, I'm sorry that it's not something bigger, but you know.
I like it, though. 7 o'clock, it might be good networking.
Yeah, it might be good networking. Meet some people who like the same things
that
you do.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
So it should be a lot of fun. But
it should be very good. Okay, so entertainment news. And you want to do then the interview with?
The collection's later. Silent Night. So we got so much going on today.
Let's sing that. Greg, Silent Night. And
yeah,
now,
go ahead.
No, thank
Greg
you.
Isaac.
No, thank you. But I do want to see this movie, though. Santa goes a little crazy,
yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
No, here's Greg's rendition of Silent Night.
As sung by Dave Isaac.
Silent Night. Greg, nicely.
Well, thank you. I've been working, you know,
he can
on my
even
voice
sing
with
while he's
Donnie
talking.
And Marie.
Wow.
So. Yeah, no,
you're
a little
bit silent,
at the same
and I'm
time.
A little bit the ninth of the round table.
Tom, okay. Will you take Dave out of here, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't even have coffee today. Okay.
So this is in the Silent Night folder, by the way. Okay, so director Stephen C. Miller. This is a remake of the movie from the 80s. Malcolm McDowell and Jamie King play small-town sheriff and deputy, respectively, on the hunt for a murderous Santa Claus terrorizing their community on Christmas Eve. It opens tomorrow exclusively at the AMC Arizona Center 24. Mm-hmm. That's all, the only place you can see it. We'll have a review a little bit later on in the show. But I got a chance to talk to the director, again, Stephen C. Miller, and this is what he had to say on holiday horror flicks.
Ooh.
I love the idea of taking something wholesome and destroying it. There's just something fun about that concept, and I think as a horror filmmaker, you're always trying to take what's safe and trying to make it scary for the audience and sort of twist it around. And I think, you know, for Christmas, it's the ultimate kind of playground because you have an audience that's so caught up in what they're getting and what they're doing. And to be able to sort of break that down in a way where you have this killer Santa on the loose, I think it's just a really fun atmosphere. And it just gives you a lot of room to play with colors and lights. And it's just, you know, it's something that it just really drew me in right away.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds, I mean, I love these kind of, you know, movies where, I mean, the P2, all these weird movies where they take something that's supposed to be really safe and then they just like take you off guard. I mean, killer Santa Claus.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's sort of unique and different. Now, evidently his feature film Automation Transfusion for $30,000 in only 9 days.
Yeah, he made this.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he made this in a very short amount of time as well. It's in one of these clips as well. But, you know, great indie filmmaker.
Have you seen this film?
Hey, I've seen Silent Night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen Silent Night. We'll review it a little bit later on. But I would never have thought that it only took a couple weeks to shoot.
I can't even imagine how that could happen. And only for $30,000, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, the first one, the Automation Transfusion. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
No.
But wow. I do want to see Silent Night, though.
Well, do you have memories of the original Silent Night, Deadly Night?
I actually never saw it. Now, Silent Night, Deadly Night 2, I sort of saw.
Okay.
Very
Garbage
famous
Day.
For the
Garbage Day.
And, you know, that very one of the greatest and worst movies of all time, definitely.
Yeah.
So, but, no, it looks exciting because, like you said, an interesting storyline. Donald Legault, if I pronounced it right. I thought he was great on, what was that sitcom he was on? Grounded for Life.
Oh, yeah,
he used
yes.
to be on. I think he's a good actor. Malcolm McDowell's been around.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellen Wong, of course, was in, what was it?
How can it be so Wong when you're so
Scott
right?
Pilgrim versus the World. There we go. It took me a second. I was thinking about Michael Cera and thinking, wait, video games. Michael Cera.
Oh, he's
Colin
funny.
Culkin's
I like
brother.
Him. Isn't he funny?
Michael Cera's excellent.
Is he having anything coming up? I always like that guy.
Not off the top of my head.
He's
can't
funny,
anything.
Though.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Very
well,
funny.
I think he's filming Arrested Development, the new season for Netflix or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So I asked the director here, Stephen, about his memories from the first film, and this is what he had to say about his memories.
Me and my brothers, it was a ritual for us to watch this movie on the holidays. We would go and hang out with our older cousins who would introduce us to this movie, like I said, in their basement, and I guess I would probably have my first drinks of liquor with eggnog and, you know, just really having fun with this movie. And in particular, I think the opening scene was always something for us that resonated pretty heavily with the old man and giving the speech about Christmas and then mom getting raped was just something like, it was really crazy for someone like, I think I was like eight or nine at the time to see for the first time. So, you know, definitely really fun memories of hanging out and I guess odd memories, but I remembered it vividly, watching these movies.
Yeah. I remember being really young watching horror movies. But when you put it that way, it does sound a little bit odd.
It does, yeah. No, I was young, too. I remember when I was a little guy, you know, Freddy Krueger and all that.
Chucky.
Oh, yeah. Now, Chucky sort of scared me when I was little.
Is
he still kind of does. But no, actually, he's okay. But he turned funny.
Well, I shouldn't have bought you a Chucky doll the last night.
You know.
I didn't know that, really.
What was it, my third birthday? Here you go, Greg.
Hi, I'm Chucky.
That's
and,
true.
Yeah.
For some reason, I could watch Chucky and all that stuff, but I was scared to see Home Alone.
Really? Well, Joe Pesci does that to people.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a potato, but a great actor, though, nonetheless.
Yeah. So, but of course, when you're a director, you want to make the movie your own, right? So, you know, this is what he had to say about his changes, how he implemented changes in the film.
when they brought me something like this, I really looked at it as a chance to reboot the franchise and do something different for the modern audience and yet still have some fun with it, because I felt like, you know, taking it too seriously, I think you sort of lose the audience, because, you know, I mean, it really is Santa with a mask and killing people. So it's like, you know, I don't know how serious you can go with it, as much as, like, what I try to do was stay true to what I felt like slasher films were, which is making the killer not cheesy, making him cool-looking, making him scary-looking, and then using the actual characters as part of the humor, not really using the killer as the humor. That was sort of, like, the approach I took. And I think, you know, for me, it was just trying to do something really fun for a modern audience.
Yeah, so I mean, it's you gotta take some liberties, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, like we were saying, I haven't seen the original. The obviously part two was interesting, different type of thing. But I'd like to see kind of what he does with it. You know, puts a spin on it, and I think you're spot on where it's interesting in the fact that it somewhat could be scary. When you think about Santa, you know, doing this, so
but it says he says Santa's made a list. He checked it twice, and the naughty are going to pay with their lives. So he's like a Charles Bronson type, where he's trying to clean up society. Is that what it is?
Kind of like that, yeah.
Sort of interesting. They've had movies like that before,
maybe, right? Like Dexter in a way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Only
right?
Takes out the good people or the bad people.
Yeah, different approach to naughty and nice. Yeah,
That's sort of interesting. Actually, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and there's a movie actually called Hobo with a Shotgun. The guy, that's I kid you not. That's what it's called, Hobo with a Shotgun, and it's basically a hobo who's got the shotgun, and he's had enough of all these people being bad and doing drugs and all that stuff. So he says he's gonna.
He takes care of business.
Yeah,
a lot
he
of
takes
these,
care of business.
Movies that, like, what was Charles? That was
the Death Wishes. Or
exactly.
I never watched them. You know,
but pretty popular back in the day.
Yeah. Actually. So, and then, but of course, Santa Claus in this, he wears a mask. So that's a little bit different than the original, and it's a really creepy looking mask. But here's what he has to say about that.
Wow.
You know, I'm a huge fan of 80s slasher films and masks, and I thought this was a good opportunity to introduce a new masked killer on a holiday. And, you know, I don't think we've seen Santa in a mask before. And I thought, you know, what could we do differently with the mask and still keep it looking like Santa and just as creepy? And I always loved those sort of doll Santas on Christmas that are in the store, you know, windows that just look really creepy. And I always thought, well, what if our Santa had that same sort of look, that plastic face? And so that's where I went with it.
Those are pretty creepy in the window, aren't they?
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
It's just kind of like a strange-looking smile.
Yeah.
Just kind of blank stare looking at you.
Christmas.
Yeah, so that's creepy. But now, Dave, you said that this is he makes these indie movies in a very short amount of time, and I said that I kind of asked him about that, how he made this film, the challenges that he was posed with. But so here's what he had to say about the challenges.
Oh, excellent.
I think at one point we had 150 Santas that were all dressed up and doing the parade and stuff like that. So we shot the movie in 17 days. So I literally only had one night to shoot that entire sequence of the parade with the Santas and all that kind of stuff, so the chase. So to say it was a challenge is an understatement. Everything I could possibly get on that street that I had to get in one night, I had to do it. So it was a very, very, very difficult challenge. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, it came out really fun. That was really fun to see and to be a part of. It was just a great spectacle, especially because we didn't shoot the movie at Christmas time. So to have to recreate Christmas in a small little town that was getting ready for summer was a fun experience for everyone.
Man, so what did he say, 15 days?
17, I think.
17 days?
So, 2 extra days there.
that's just amazing.
Compared to a movie like Twilight we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, you know, that was like 7 months of filming at least.
And you'd never be able to tell. Yeah. I mean, it's a very polished film. It doesn't look like an independent film. And especially when you have to make this small town into, as he said, a Christmas village, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, there's a huge parade with all these Santa Clauses. 150 of them. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, no, and then filming it during summer, you know, really getting into scene, because I'm assuming you're wearing jackets and stuff, but it's probably still pretty hot outside. And
I love Christmas, though. I mean, I love horror movies, so this is, you know.
It's a good mixture in between. Yeah. And Santa can be a little scary in a way. My 2-year-old son loves Santa. Mm-hmm. He's still a little afraid to sit on his lap. He walks around, though, and he sees him at the mall from a distance. He goes, ho, ho, ho. The only problem is, you know, usually the people we're walking by turn around and say, you talking about me? But... but he's coming to, you know, maybe by the end of this year before
Christmas.
So he
doesn't sit on the Santa's lap.
Not quite yet, but he likes Santa. All the little decorations, or when he sees him at the mall, he'll wave and then
Should I tell you how to have him sit on his lap?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so you take one knee, he takes one knee.
Yeah, there we go.
And then he won't be afraid because the daddy will be there.
Yeah. True, true.
What do you say?
I'll give it a shot.
Oh, yeah, right.
We haven't really tried yet, but I know when I try to carry him over there, not too close to him, that's where he gets, ah!
Make sure
really?
You bring pictures yeah. so we
he
know that
really.
You do that.
Oh, I will. Yeah.
He doesn't like it, huh?
Well, he'd probably take Santa out if he didn't like it. He has a little left fist that he'll go, come on, Santa.
You know how to make sure that he never sits on Santa's lap?
No, how?
Have him see this movie.
Yeah, I think so.
You're not kidding. That's interesting. I never even knew they made movies like that.
Yeah, so it's...
So you already saw it.
I already saw it. We'll do a review a little bit later.
Wow,
but Greg,
nice.
You want to see it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Excellent. So nice interview.
Thank you.
That was very good. So do you... let's take a quick break, and when we come back, what do we got? Some movie reviews?
Let's do some reviews when we get back, yeah.
We will do some movie reviews, and this is Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, every Thursday from 2 to 4, and of course, Breakthrough Thinking is on Monday through Friday from 2 to 4, Breakthrough Sports Wednesday and Friday 2 to 4, and we'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe. Collins and Collins, great family law attorneys and more. And welcome back to Dr. Zhivago. Where do we get those music clips from?
I have no idea.
Tommy, where do we
get them? Like a little bit of vintage memory for you. Just a moment ago in time, Dave.
Dr. Zhivago, I don't think... was that with Omar Sharif?
Oh, my goodness. You would have to ask me that. Joseph, you would know that.
How would he know that? This is like 117 years ago. I don't even know that. But it is a nice song. Let's all sing it now. Okay, just kidding. Enough of Dr. Zhivago.
It's a very pleasant sounding. It's pleasant to the ears.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is a nice... I like the middle part, though. Could you do the middle part for us? I don't think... That's not the middle part.
You can't just cue it up like that.
Yeah, I thought you could. No, not that part. Okay, go to your room. Okay, now...
all right. We want to talk about some reviews, some movies that that came out last week, some movies that are still coming out.
Well, let's introduce who we are. This is Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, every Thursday from 2 to 4. And we have Joseph Erdo.
I Erdo.
Okay, yeah. Good. Just waiting for you. And, of course, a movie reviewer for Examiner.com. And a star of the magazine. You're a star.
Oh, thank you.
You didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we'll get to it today, but either today or next week. Some people don't think I'm a star about my Lincoln review. They're pretty upset with me. So
are they? And as
I've got some hate mail.
Yeah, you gave it a one zine, and I read in the paper. It's gotten pretty good reviews
from from a lot of people. But there are some people, some critics who, some pretty nasty. I printed it out, so they're not getting away with it. So, like I said, if we have a chance today, we'll talk about it. Otherwise, we'll bring it next week. We got an awesome show next week. We've got Danny Way on. He's a skateboarder, right?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So he'll be live with us.
Excellent.
And like I said, if we don't get to these negative comments, hey, you want to, I can
hate
take
mail?
It. Yeah, hate mail. Some of them are pretty nasty.
Really? Just because you gave it a one zine.
Yeah.
And of course, let me break in right now and say the views expressed on this program are not necessarily of Dave Isaac the host. Okay.
Yeah.
So Joseph,
cover you behind with that.
You
one.
Didn't give three zines to the Silver Linings Playbook, and that's I've seen some pretty good reviews too.
Yes, and that's my point, is that, they're opinions. I'm not saying, hey, this is right and I'm the one that's right.
Did you see my hate mail? Is that the one you're going to read? I'm kidding. I haven't seen
Lincoln.
You might
have been on here.
I haven't seen either one of those movies yet, but I am looking forward to it. How about you, Greg?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see it too. Okay.
Well, then here's some other ones that maybe you've seen. Anna Karenina. Did you see Anna Karenina?
No.
That
came
out. Yeah, it's a movie based on the famous novel, Leo Tolstoy's novel. Keira Knightley plays a woman who, while questioning her happiness in marriage, experiences change coming to all around her. It's adapted again from this novel, which explores the capacity for love that surges through the human heart. So this came out last Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it on the Thanksgiving show. It's a very beautiful movie. It looks outstanding. They do this really interesting technique. It's all theatrical, meaning that they're on this stage and the set is constantly changing. It's very, it's like almost like a ballet. It's not a ballet, but it feels like that. It's like an intricately choreographed dance, the entire movie is. However, that only lasts for so long. You can only be interested by the beauty for so long, and then it feels disconnected. Mm. The director here, Joe Wright, he's worked with Keira Knightley before in Atonement and a few other films. And it's aesthetically amazing. But it just, the heart isn't there. You've got to go back to read the book. Might take a little longer, but I think that you'll get to the heart of the story a little bit better. Even worse, because it's so theatrical, it comes across as some sort of like soap opera and satirical at times. Everyone's overacting. I think Joe Wright told them that, to kind of like make their emotions grander. And so everyone's, like you see on a telenovela, everyone's, what? Oh, my baby? And, so it's a very exaggerated movie. I'm giving it two zines, so that's a D.
Oh.
Because it is very beautiful. So I can't give it as low as Lincoln, the F. But it's just not there. It's not all there.
Okay, so two zines.
Two zines.
If you're a Keira Knightley fan, no hate mail to Joseph.
Right. I've got enough of that. Well, again, we'll talk about that. But
we'll find time for that.
We'll find time for that because I want to respond to those people. You know, hey, I'm a little scared to go to the theater, I'll tell you that. But seriously, some of this stuff. But Rise of the Guardians also came out last Wednesday. We talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago, gave some passes away. This is an animated film from DreamWorks. Jude Law voices an evil spirit who lays down the gauntlet to take over the world, and a group of heroes, Chris Pine, Alec Baldwin, Hugh Jackman, and Isla Fisher, not them, but they're voicing these characters, Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, the Sandman, Jack Frost, they're all there.
Santa Claus?
Santa Claus, yeah. And this, his name is North, though. I don't know why they don't just use the word Santa Claus.
North.
Yeah, maybe because Silent Night, they had Santa Claus. They didn't want to confuse you. They join forces and protect the hopes, beliefs, and imagination of children all over the world. This is the best. This has the best animation of the year. It looks, again, outstanding. If you see it in 3D, it's even pretty interesting. But that's not to say that it's the best animated film of the year. The story's just kind of lacking.
Really?
It's
Even
with that cast. What's interesting is, you know, I remember all the, like, Aladdin. We've talked about these things before. These classic animated movies.
Shrek?
Yeah, Shrek. There was action, but there was a story there.
Yeah.
This is like DreamWorks wanting to make The Avengers and keeping all the action intact. There's other ways to entertain an audience other than action, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, I'm giving this one a C, so three zines.
Three zines.
Yeah, it lacks enough spirit. You know, it doesn't have the heart, again, there. So both kind of the same along the same lines. Look beautiful, but the stories are kind of not
there. Let's examine how you use the zine scale after a magazine. Compared to a very well-known program at the movies, I think it was called. Mm-hmm. They used to do thumbs up, thumbs down. Where is your cutoff? Is a 1-2 zine thumbs down and a 4 and 5 or thumbs up? What's a 3?
Well, a 3, technically, I would say a 3 is a thumbs up.
Okay.
It's still kind of a thumbs up. It's a weak thumbs up. You know, it's kind of like tilting there. But, you know, because there's very few movies that are going to get a 5.
But one did last week.
One did last week. Life of Pi, yes.
Two did last week.
One did last week. Was it two?
I gave 5 zines to Breaking Dawn Part 2. Yes, I loved it. Right. 5 zines.
Yeah, I think I gave it 4. So.
That was, yeah, you gave it good marks. And it wasn't just a thumbs up. It was a fist power to the people.
Woo. Greg.
Fist up.
I thought it was 3.5 to 4. I don't know if I'd go that far into 5. But I want to hear what's going on with the Lincoln thing, so we got to keep moving.
Oh yeah.
Well, let's talk about, since we're on the on the track of the Christmassy type theme movies with Rise of the Guardians. Let's talk about Silent Night. Again, we just spoke with Stephen C. Miller. This is the killer Santa Claus movie. This has the 80s slasher vibe down to a T. However, is that really a good thing? I mean, I was looking for more of a movie with a little more creativity. This is basically Freddy Krueger during Christmas or something. It's a lot of fun because it is during Christmas, but I thought he could have done a little bit more with it, even in 17 days.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention.
But the thing is, you know, he's only the director. I don't think it's his fault here. I think it's more with the script. I forget who wrote the script here, but it needed a little bit more creativity, a little more imagination. Mm. You know, it keeps itself to a very confined box, and it's not quite as fun or as festive as it would have been with a little more imagination. Still, it's always nice to see Santa giving naughty boys and girls what they truly deserve. And hint, it's not coal. Yeah. So
how many zines?
That one's going to be also 3 zines.
Wow,
so that's, yeah,
really?
3 zines.
What's it rated? Is it...
That's definitely an R.
That is an R.
Yeah, I will.
Probably for some type of.
Did you really ask that thing?
Yeah, well, I don't usually watch, like, I call them scary films because I get scared.
So the my pick of the week, though.
Yeah.
This is a smaller film. It's playing exclusively at Harkins Camel View, I believe.
Yeah.
And this one's a four zines. So, again, that's a B. This is called Starlet. It stars Dree Hemingway as a 21-year-old girl who forms an unlikely friendship with an 85-year-old woman after discovering a hidden stash of money inside an object at a yard sale. So she goes to this yard sale. She finds this vase.
Dree Hemingway?
Dree Hemingway does.
Any relation to Mario or any of
I
the
don't believe so. I'm okay. Not sure. Completely sorry.
That's okay. I was just sort of curious.
But, okay. So she opens up this vase and she finds like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I think it was like $10,000 or something in this vase. And it's a very interesting story. I think that most people, I don't know if you would have done this, Greg, if you would have found money in a vase, would you go back up to that person and say, hey, I found this money?
Yeah, then I hit them with a vase.
No, even if you buy it, you figure as is, right?
You know, that's what I would do.
You know, that's a good question. I'd actually probably give it back. Most of me would want to take it, but that little part of me would go, no, I just feel horrible, so I'd give it back. And plus, I know they'd probably give me a reward.
Well, that...
Yeah, they take the money, give you the vase.
Hidden motives there, but
I'd sell the vase.
Yeah, so you know, I think that I would have felt really bad, but like you said, Dave, as is, you know, especially in the movie, the old woman is a little bit nasty to her when she's buying. She's no returns, so she doesn't give her the money back, but she does use it to treat her. She goes and forms this relationship with her and buys her gifts and stuff like that. And
that's sort of cool.
Yeah, so it's a really interesting story.
Four zines is pretty good.
Yeah, four zines. It's a very charming movie, and you know, it's an odd thing, intergenerational bonding. Yeah, it's a very interesting
thing. Like Harold and
Maude. Yeah, a 21-year-old versus an 80-something-year-old. It's you know.
Wasn't that Harold and Maude like a 20?
He keeps referencing these movies.
Tom, right? Harold and Maude, a young kid with someone old.
Joel and I, I'm assuming we're both born in the 80s, so that's a little before our time. Don't get me wrong, we probably both listen to old time.
Let me change the name then. Harold and Cougar.
Oh, there we go.
It was Art Carney, wasn't it?
No.
Was it? In Harold and Maude?
I thought it was a young guy and some old lady.
the old lady.
I thought it was John Cho and Cal Penn.
Was it? I thought it was Lincoln.
They went to White Castle.
Lincoln versus George W. Bush. Okay.
So this is a movie that will definitely move you and will leave you with a lot to think about.
Wow.
So definitely go to check out
I'm going to check out Starlet. This sounds sort of cool.
And if you have kids, then go see Rise of the Guardians. And if you don't have kids or if you're just in for, you want to see a Christmas-themed movie, go see Silent Night, of course.
And if you like Karen Knightley, and you just like to look at her and not really pay attention to the movie.
You can just go online
how do you call it? Anna Karenina?
Anna Karenina.
Or you can see the movie.
How do you say it again?
Anna Karenina.
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 I love that. Karenina.
Karenina.
Okay.
Now Dave's going to go see it.
Karenina. I do like Karen Knightley. I think she's an excellent actress, don't you?
Yeah, she is.
She's okay.
Guess what? You know, we had Imogen Poots on. I did see Fright Night. She was good.
Yeah, she's
that's
very
sort
good.
Of a good movie. It's sort of funny. Yeah. Funny movie.
Did you see it because of her? Okay, because I was going to say that's a strange movie to be watching
right,
on Thanksgiving.
Just randomly,
Yeah, but she was a really good actress and very sweet on the air when she called in.
Yeah.
And I even saw a particular scene in Solitary Man with her and Michael Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Good scene.
Yes.
And I go, ooh, Michael.
Michael.
Lucky Michael. That was she's going to be a big star.
Yeah,
she's a big star, and she's will become bigger.
I think she's better than Keira Knightley.
I think so.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Wow,
I agree.
Did you not see Pirates of the Caribbean?
Keira was good in that, at least the first one. But some of her other movies, I think she's just okay.
Oh, I don't know. I like her.
Yeah. So in the next hour, we have
Julie Frazzoni, City of Glendale, our newsworthy section with the Phoenix Coyotes and what's going on in City of Glendale, and
Kevin Smith and also Jason Mewes.
Nice. Yeah. We got an action pack, and I hope we get to Lincoln today because I want to hear some of the hate mail that you received.
If we don't get to it today or the collector interview, we'll have them next week. So we'll see what we get to.
Action pack, and you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, every Thursday from 2 to 4, starring Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo.
He always forgets himself.
Erdo.
Yeah, I Erdo.
Okay, good. Just waiting for
it. I thought you saw I was closing up shop until the break.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. I just thought you were putting me on there. Sing Silent Night. Come on. As we go out on a break.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We will be right back.
FamilyValuesRadio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Tolleson, Phoenix.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.